I'm a multifaceted boss.
I'm a creator boss.
I am a live video boss.
I'm a karate boss.
I am a blog boss.
I am a business boss.
Education boss.
I am a diverse academic boss babe.
She's evolving.
She's determined.
She's a boss.
And this is She's in a Pod.
Hey guys, welcome back to a new episode of She's in a Pod.
Hey.
Whoop, whoop. For all our new listeners, hello.
Yes.
Welcome to the gang.
Siap gang, Siap sisters. You're officially a Siap sister.
Yes, okay, sisters.
If you are a part of, if you listen to us or you're a part of the community in any way. So let's introduce ourselves. So obviously this is She's in a Pod. Because, you know, I am Bianca, BB. Beyonce's biggest fan, of course.
Always.
Of course, you've got to let them know. But yeah, I'm Bianca.
And I'm Shade, guys. Shade or Shade. But actually, last week I had a mini realization, and the proper pronunciation of my name is Shade. So yeah, I'm Shade.
So call you Shade.
Yeah. Go and call me Shade.
Shade.
I didn't prefer either, you know. I actually like both.
Is that because people, you've just been used to the way people have just pronounced your name on
literally.
Yeah, so you need to correct them and let them know how to pronounce your name. Simple.
Like all my life at work, everyone's called me Sade, so now I'm just accustomed to it, and I kind of like it now. It is what it is.
It is what it is. Hey, lovelies, it's your girl Jenny. Just gonna keep it simple.
Jenny from the block. Of course, this is She's in a Pod, another episode. We are. I think this is what, episode 9 now?
Season 3, sorry.
I don't know if I say season 2, season 3.
Season 3, girl.
I don't know what date is anymore. But yeah, season 3, episode 9. I hope you guys actually really enjoyed last week's episode with Azra. We really enjoyed it.
Yes, we did. That was really good.
Yeah, she literally knocked us back into our senses.
And I've been seeing
people, a lot of ladies saying that they can relate, and we love that.
Yeah. And even a couple of guys I know actually have said that they really enjoyed the episode, so
that's really interesting. You know, I mean, as much as we're all, you know, our main audience are women, it's interesting to see that guys are also tuning in, so definitely keep it coming. Let us know your thoughts.
Definitely.
And it shows that we appeal to, you know, a wider audience, which is great.
100%. 100%.
I mean, our main focus is our sisters, but guys can relate as well, and I love that.
Exactly. I was gonna say, for anyone that did celebrate Valentine's Day yesterday, hope you guys had a good day, you know, whether it was with someone or whether it was by yourself, and you was like, listen, or even if you had a Valentine's Day, whatever you call it.
I definitely did.
Whatever you guys did to celebrate,
I'm all for Valentine's Days, because why not, like, go on a date with your sisters, with your girls.
I mean,
because of COVID you can't really actually go on dates, but you know, you can make it work, you can be creative.
Quick catch up. 2 seconds, 3 seconds.
Yes.
How's everyone
doing? I can start. I just got my nails done. I know I shouldn't be breaking the laws, but honestly,
Shana, you better be careful.
I'm gonna pretend I didn't hear that.
Have you seen now? Have you seen how now they're offering up to 10 years jail if you break the law?
I saw.
I saw
in the news today. I was just like, huh? What kind of rubbish is this? Please, 10 years. You know, like, they don't have real reasons to be jailing people.
No, but anyway, here in Ghana, if you there'll be signs in the shop saying if they catch you not wearing a mask, you get 10 jail time. So,
but do you know what? I get that. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. Whenever I go to do my nails or whatever, I always wear a mask, because I'm just like, at least if I'm gonna break the rules, let me at least break it properly, right?
Be safe.
You better break it safely. Law enforcement is listening to this.
Trust me. Yeah, that they're not tuned into this.
Yeah, but how was your week, anyways?
My week's been good. Work's been busy as always, but like, I've been quite intentional about my day. So, like, in the mornings I wake up and I kind of set the intention for how I want the day to go. Today my intentions, well, actually I do weekly and then I kind of narrow down into days. So, like, this week my intention has been excellence, positivity, be human, focus, and hang in there. So those are, like, my five, like, key themes. And I learned that from my life coaching. And it's been really good because it's in front of me. So every time I work and I'm stressed out or, like, something difficult, I'll read there. It literally says, hang in there. And then I always remember, Shade, you can do this.
That's
how I read it. Very intentional. What about you,
Jen?
Do you know what? This week has started off quite good, actually. I've also been intentional about like how my week's gone, and something that I posted the other day on my Instagram about was it a retweet? I'm not sure, but I saw it on socials, and it was about not just reserving self-care days to the weekend, but actually putting it into your
week. Well.
So like, I mean, today we're recording this on a Tuesday, but I actually went to get my so my friend has started a business called Munch Munch. It's a food business.
Oh yeah, I saw that on your Instagram story.
I treated myself today and support. Everyone should check out Munch Munch official on Instagram.
What kind of food do they sell?
So for now it's more jollof rice, plantain, chicken, mac and cheese. Do you know what? I think he's expanding to that area now, but for now he's mainly based in South London. But you can definitely check out their socials. But yeah, like I said, I'm just trying to be more intentional with making sure that I, you know, incorporate self-care into my Monday, Tuesdays, you know, throughout the week, the working week as well, because girl, it is exhausting.
I can imagine. Yeah,
my burnout has been like
high. You're always active, you're traveling to different locations, you're actually frontline working, mask on all day. It's a lot.
Yeah, so you know, yeah, just like you, I'm hanging in there. But yeah, this week has been all right for me. What about you, Bianca?
Yeah, it's been all right. I'm just trying to mentally prepare myself to come back. I've got like 2 weeks now. So I'm like, but at the same time, the only reason why I'm doing the is because I don't like cold. That's the only reason. Like, if
and it's actually freezing.
Yeah, like,
oh, yeah,
my friend,
is,
like,
yeah, it's really
my
cold.
My friend was telling me, Bianca, I have the heat on blast and I'm still cold. Like, it's cold. So that's the only reason. So I think I'm more than ready to kind of like be home now. I think last year I felt like, oh, I was back too soon, but I feel like I've had in more than enough time to be here this year. Like, so yeah, just been mentally preparing myself and intentionally like being present in with spending time with my sister, and as much as I plan to be back around the same time or whatever, you just don't know because of COVID. So I can't depend on I'm gonna be back same time next year or this year, whatever. So I'm preparing that, and just I've been working now that I'm coming back, and when I get back I can have a better structure, because I've had structure but it hasn't been, it's kind of been like here and there because I'm obviously not home. So I'm kind of looking forward to being home so that I can really get the structure that I've been looking forward to having for a long time. And just been working on some things that I want to do this year and stuff like that, and kind of just been putting my head down, being very intentional about the things that I want to tick off the list this year, even though like COVID is around, and I think COVID has put a bar in a lot of the things we want to accomplish. There's so much we can do while COVID is going on, so I'm still remembering that. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, so that's pretty much it, girls. But cool. Who's doing on my card?
The theme of this catch up was definitely intentional. But
Oh my pod.
All right, so if you don't know what Oh My Pod is, where have you been? Actually, you might be new. So if you're new,
Oh My Pod
is basically where we just discuss something that's been like, oh my gosh, this week or last week or recently. And yeah, we just kind of dissect it and share our opinions. So this week, this week we're doing the Gorilla Girl. I'm sure all of you guys have heard about the Gorilla Glue Girl and how, if you haven't heard, then you must be living under a rock, I'm not going to lie. But so this lady used Gorilla Glue spray on her, I think it was a spray, right? On her hair. Because she ran out of Gorilla Snot Gel,
got to be spray.
Yes, that was it. So she, I don't know why she even had that, but yeah, and why she even thought to use it on her head. But yeah, so she used it, and her hair has literally been rock hard in a ponytail for like over a month. So it's gone viral on social media. The company Gorilla Snot has made a statement as well. Everyone is like rooting for her and following her story and trying to like, you know, see what's going on or what the update is. But I just wanted to discuss that. What do you guys think of that? How do you, like, how could she have made such a mistake? Do you think she did it for clout? Like,
I was just about to say, what she did is like what she did. What I've been startled at is that she's now verified on Instagram. She now has over the lot. So when I checked her Instagram, like maybe 1 or 2 days after the video came out, it was like 70k. When I checked it yesterday or the day before, it was like 500-600k. It must be more than that. She's also verified on Instagram.
696,000 exactly. followers.
Over one happen. And I never understand when people follow someone for one thing that they've done that isn't like, it doesn't set a precedent for like the content that they put out, because you're following them and they put out this content, but what now? You're following her up. Once her hair's sorted out, then what? What content?
Not gonna lie, I was very invested.
You're invested, really?
I wanted to know like what would happen next.
Question, I was gonna ask you guys, have you guys done, because I have, I'm not gonna lie to you, this is the question that we could ask, have you guys done anything to your hair before where you're like, oh my god, that was a bit dangerous, I shouldn't have done
oh
that.
Yes, because I yes have, of course
I've definitely done that.
I'm not experimental with my hair, so
one day one time I permed and dyed my hair in the same day.
Girl, you're crazy. My
brave, you're very brave.
That's like an unwritten rule that you just don't do.
I permed and dyed it in the same day, and when I washed my hair, the hair that was falling out, the amount of hair that was falling out. The thing is, I wasn't upset because it was a time when I was gonna, I had grown my hair out a bit and I was gonna go back to short hair again. This was years ago, I was like 20. So I was like, the amount that fell off, I was like, well, I'm cutting it anyways, who cares? But I remember that, and if you saw the hair that was in that bath, I thought, Bianca, you cannot go with hair like this. But I know there's been one moment in every black girl's life where they found something very stupid.
No, definitely. And like, I remember when I mean, it wasn't like my hair on my head, but on my eyebrows, I used razor. This is when, yes, okay, I was young. So I used, you know the razor that you use for shaving your legs, right? So I used that on my eyebrows because,
oh my gosh, actually, I've done
I was
that.
Allowed. This is before I was allowed to go to the, you know, to the shop to do my eyebrows.
Yeah.
And I did it way too much. Like, I literally went like that and everything went. So there's me looking in the mirror thinking, oh my God. I mean, it's not like I had eyebrows anyways, but now I'm just, there's nothing there. So I did the other one to make it look equal, and I was mortified. Gosh. But anyways, but that the point is, like, in my head, I thought, okay, it's not a big deal. It's going to grow back. But it's only as the weeks went by, it wasn't growing. Like, it was just coming out in little bits. And I think that with this girl, the Gorilla Glue girl, I think at first, you know, she might have thought, oh, yeah, it's a joke. Oh, it's rock hard. She didn't really think how serious this would become.
Exactly.
And now that, you know, her hair's all gone, I mean, she's had to shave it and all that kind of stuff. I don't think she knew the extent.
Her edges are, like, gappy now. Oh, she should just go bald, I think, and start again.
Just shave it all off. Just shave it all off.
But then her hair follicles, I think that, are you sure it's going to grow back? Because her hair follicles.
It depends. It depends. You know what? Let's be honest here. We as black women have put a lot of chemicals in our hair over the years. From when we were young. Exactly. From when we were very young. So I do feel like if she treats her hair with the right stuff and the right products, she could actually grow her hair back. I do think she can. But obviously, it just depends on how she looks after her hair and herself going forward.
No, definitely.
But yeah, it is crazy. It's good. But I'm
do
just
you think it was her fault,
these...
though? Like, do you think it was her fault? Because, like, I don't know what she said after that. I mean, I haven't been following it to the end, but I think she's saying that she thought it was hair glue spray.
No,
whereas
she didn't.
It clearly, are you sure she didn't?
She did not. She ran out of Got2b.
Yes.
And had that in her house and thought, oh, this is glue. Let me use it as an alternative.
But like, even if.
So why is this a legal dispute then?
I heard it's turned into a legal thing now, but what I don't understand here is,
I don't get
if
why
you
it's
even
a legal
see.
Dispute.
Even if you see the way Gorilla Glue is used, like, they put out, when they put out a statement, they put out a video that went with it. It's for DIY. It's for, it's like, you literally
metal.
Use it. Literally, like, you know when you used to have, what
objects.
Was it? What was that in school? We used to do DT. That what you'd use it for. Like, you would not use it for your hair. That's just absolutely crazy. There's certain things I've used on my hair before, that I know I shouldn't have, like, for example, I've used mascara on my hair before, like, to just make it look a little bit more black. Like, but for me, but it depends, because my hair's really pitch black. And then I remember one time I had a grey hair. Don't say anything, guys. I had a grey hair. I was like, hell no. And I just used mascara. I was like, you know, I want to use mascara. And I just used a bit of mascara, but I would never go to the extent of using an adhesive that is
That's
what I'm saying.
A bit too much.
It's for substances.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's for substances.
Yeah, but I don't know. Why is there a legal dispute there? Like, what's the argument?
I don't know.
I'm so sorry. It's a product that is clean.
There's no way she could win that.
Like, yeah. It literally does not say it's for hair. It doesn't allude to it. It doesn't imply it. So I don't know what ground she has to make a legal dispute. But anyway,
we'll see what happens. Bianca, I'm with you on how shocked.
Yeah, I'm actually with you on how shocked and how quickly her followers have grown. That's crazy. She better capitalize off this and start a business.
Because a lot of people were invested in it. They wanted to know what would happen next.
She's almost on a million. I wouldn't be surprised if she gets to a million followers.
No, she probably will eventually. Yeah. Especially if she keeps posting updates and stuff like that. But anyways, guys, we are going to get into our episode today.
Yes, this
topic here is, I think there's a lot of opinions that I'm going to be flying around after this episode. And I have to say, before we even get into this year, I have to say a few things. Because one thing I don't want is when we are sharing our experiences and our opinions for it to get misconstrued in any way. So because this topic is about body positivity and it's about, you know, the, you know, how social media has somewhat, you know, the pros and cons of that, of the movement being on social media and our own experience of it as well. However, nothing we say, I want this to be very, very clear. This does not have anything to do with consent. That is a very different topic, because I think sometimes when people share their opinions about body positivity and they share their opinions that women shouldn't do this because men this, that, it's got nothing to do with the fact that if we have an opinion that differs from yours, we're saying that it allows, it gives men the permission to men the permission to do certain things. We're not saying that at all. And again, we're not saying that at all. And also, I think it's important to know that these are our opinions. We are not saying this is what you have to do. This is what you don't have to do. This is what I do with myself and my body. And, you know, again, we are here because we're your sisters to give advice and to, you know, to just be there and give our opinions and advice. However, if we, like if you don't agree, that's absolutely fine. That's family. Yeah,
exactly.
And, that makes a good conversation. Yeah, it makes a good conversation. Yeah. If you don't agree with something, let's discuss, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Cool.
Let's get straight into it.
So, for you guys, what does positivity, body positivity,
positivity. I do that sometimes, you know. You mix the first letter of the word and then merge it all together.
What does body positivity mean to you as a as an individual? Because I think we can talk about what it means in general or what the movement means, but what does it mean to Sade? What does it mean to Jennifer? Do you know what I mean? Sade, what do you think? Because your face is saying a lot right now.
So. Yeah. Guys, you can't see her.
I can.
No, but I do that face because I don't actually know what it means to me. And I know that sounds funny, but I know what it means in the grand scheme of things, that, you know, women want to feel liberated to do whatever they want with their bodies. But for me, I don't know how I would express me being body positive. Like, I don't know what that would look like for me. That's my honest answer. I don't know.
What about you, Jen, then?
For me, body positivity, and it links into, like, my own personal story as well. It's more about embracing my true physical self. So I have eczema, for those of you that don't know, all over my legs. And it's a lot better now because I've grown up. But when I was younger, it was really bad. And at school, we were made to wear skirts. I went to a Catholic school, so you could only wear skirts. You couldn't wear trousers. So during the winter time, it was fine because I'll be wearing tights. No one would see. But during the summertime, I would still wear tights because I didn't want anybody to see it. And I was so ashamed of, you know, all the marks and everything. I tried different creams. It just wasn't working. And, you know, the doctors would say, oh, yeah, well, you grow out of it eventually. But, you know, it really knocked my confidence. I wouldn't wear any skirts, anything like that when I'm outside showing my bare legs. But I don't know if you guys remember, but in, when was it, 2018 or 19, I did a campaign about body positivity. And guys, I really went out of my comfort zone because, you know, as you saw, I was in lingerie, like you could see everything, right? Like my legs. And before, when I was approached to do this, at first I was like, there's no way I'm going to show my legs because of what people would say. And, you know, it doesn't look smooth and all that kind of stuff. But I really had to kind of have that conversation with myself that this is me and this is this is how I was created. And I think the best thing I can do is embrace that. And that, by me doing that, I, by me, like, you know, being part of the campaign, I felt more liberated in that sense. So it was all about embracing what I thought was my flaw and turning that into, and turning that into, you know, something that I could be proud of. So I think it's different for everyone, but for me, it's just ensuring that I, yeah, just embrace my flaws and embrace all the, you know, nitty stuff that I, that I, you know, once was ashamed of. If that makes sense.
That's beautiful, Jen. Beautiful. I actually had eczema too when I was young, but it's not, it's nothing that I ever really, maybe because I guess the severities are quite different. But yeah, I didn't realize that it, it, you know, it could cause.
I had eczema as well, like really bad eczema like on my arms.
It's quite common in back people. I still get it sometimes. I still get patches.
Oh really?
I had it bad.
What does it mean to me? I don't know. I think it just means being confident, and I don't think it's always about being confident, because you don't always feel confident. That's just that the reality. That's the reality.
Yeah, yeah, and that was good.
That's so true
for the next.
Yeah, like you can't. Let's be real. It's just, it's not realistic to feel confident every single day, whether you're a man, woman, or whatever. It's just not. So I don't think it's necessarily about being confident. I just think it's about being comfortable, and I think that being, for me, being comfortable means that, okay, today I don't feel all the way confident, but it's not going to stop how I go out into the world. It's not going to stop how I am putting myself out there. It's not going to stop me going after things and doing the things that I love, because I'm scared of the way people may see me, or I'm scared of the way people may like react to my mere presence, or react to my physical appearance. So I think it's more so about pushing past the uncomfortability, because we're gonna feel it, just what I'm saying. So I think that's it for me, because I, it's weird, I, for me as a person, so I was researching about body positivity, and I didn't, what I didn't know is that the movement was actually started by black women in the 60s. And it was mainly, it was started by black women in the 60s, and what, when I was reading up on it as well, it's changed now a lot, but at the time it was really about overweight women. Like, that's what it was. It was about women who were a certain body, you know, body type, a certain size, and obviously because they didn't fit into the mold of how you're supposed to look, or how people look,
the stereotype on TV.
The stereotype. And obviously now that shifted, which I think is a good thing, it shifted, because I think overweight women are not, like, people who are overweight, or people who are, you know, let's say plus size women, I don't want to use the word overweight, I would say plus size, like, I think that they're not the only women that feel uncomfortable in their skin sometimes because of society. I think that even myself, it's weird, like, as a slim girl, I've actually been very, I've been very conscious in my life about how slim I've been. If you guys saw, like, seen pictures, I remember the other day I was looking at some pictures of years ago, I think it was around 2015, and my legs were literally sticks, guys. Like, I was so skinny, and I'm just like, even now I'm quite slim, but I'm like, how is it that I looked like this? And even at the, so even now I do think, oh my God, Bianca, like, you're a grown 28-year-old woman. You've got the, like, sometimes you've got the body of a child. You're so small. You're tiny.
Oh my God. Da, da, da,
da, da. 100%. That's just what society tells you.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. I agree with that, because it is society. Because especially now, all you see is hips, bum, breast, yes, size, boobs, all that kind of stuff. But funnily enough, 20-30 years ago, people, all you saw was people that looked like me, like slim people. That's all you saw.
I've said it before in one of our episodes. Look at those music videos from, like, you know, the 2000s, noughties, 70s, 80s, 90s, and look at the women. They were all tiny. And that was the in thing. That was the petite, the guys wanted.
Yeah,
petite. Exactly. Yeah, everyone wanted to be petite. Everyone wanted to be really slim.
Yes,
I can so relate, because, and I think that's why for me, body positivity, I can't really define it for me, because I still struggle with my body confidence. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So to me, I don't know how to express body positivity yet. Okay. So, like, similar to you, Bianca, I've been, like, really skinny like my whole life basically. It's just in my genes. I've been really skinny. Now that I've grown up a bit, I have a bit more fat.
Meat.
Meat. Yeah, that's the one I'm looking for. Fat does not sound cute, but yeah, I do have a bit more meat in certain areas, but now I'm really starting to see my shape.
My
body shape, which I really, really, really don't like.
That's something.
Wow. Like, I've just kind of, because I think as you get older, you start to understand your body a bit more. You start to understand what looks nice on you, what your shape is like, you know, what looks best for your shape. You know, some things maybe exaggerate your hips a bit more if you don't really have hips and all of that. So, like, I'm starting to realize that, but I've just accepted that I actually don't like my shape. However, I am comfortable with my body. Okay. So although I'm not confident in like my body shape and how I might look, I'm comfortable with my body because I've kind of come to the conclusion that realistically this is what my body is going to be like. I'm 26 now, so it's not really going to change.
But do you know what's interesting though? The interesting thing is obviously that is your body type, but I remember one time my dad was like, this was maybe, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 years ago. And he was like, oh, you're so slim. He was like, your mum was just like that when she was your age. And so she was very slim. But as my mum got older, she looked more meaty. She had more meat on her. So because she had the children and she had all of this stuff.
Yeah,
so,
same with my mum.
You know, I think that as time goes, your body, especially with childbirth, your body is going to change. It may not be necessarily like you like it more, but I don't think, especially if you plan to have children, your body is definitely not going to stay the same. And one thing I've learned, actually, I think it was Azriah that I saw that through. I know everyone has their natural body shapes, but I genuinely believe that if you actually work on certain aspects of your body and you're very like intentional with certain, like looking at certain types of your body, saying like, I want to put on weight here, I want to lose weight here. I remember she got a personal trainer, and I saw her body.
Yeah, I think it's Maria over Fit.
Time. Yeah, Maria and Fit, I saw her body change literally over time, and I was like, okay, those things were probably naturally there, but she was this very
slim.
This
is the thing, and this is my issue with that.
She was really slim.
If I'm being honest, she had the shape there. Like, I feel like with that, that's true, and I do feel like bodies can change and morph over time. But the shape is already there. I don't think you can't gym and create a shape that's not even there.
No, you definitely can't.
Do you get what I mean?
Unless you, I mean, you can with surgery, but...
Oh, yeah, with surgery. Yeah. Okay, so you can give yourself anything. You can give yourself hips.
But,
you can give yourself...
So you can. But I was going to say with that, but there are some things about your body that you can change if you want to.
Yes.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, you can accentuate those things.
Some things that you can change, whether it's you want this to be smaller, you want this to be bigger, you want it to be more toned. There are some things that you have the power to actually change with hard work and discipline. So I would say if there's something you don't like and you want to change it and you have the power to, change it. Do you know what I mean? If you can, if it's possible.
Can I get a BBL?
Do you know what? At the end of the day, if you want to do that, there's not even judgment. I would not judge
you. It's your choice. I'll judge myself. I would judge myself, and I feel like I'd let so many people down. I know that sounds so,
but you're doing
like,
it for you. If you are going to do it, you should do it for you, not for other people.
Definitely do it for you, and do it because, you know, you're comfortable with it. Just what I'm saying. Because at the end of the day, you have to live in your body. I would definitely say self-love and self-care and being content and comfortable in the skin that you're in is really important.
This is it.
It's very, very important. But again, if I see people that do have BBLs and stuff like that, I don't judge at all.
Yeah.
Definitely not. Going off of that, ladies, like, because let's say we're all Christians here, how comfortable have you been? Because let me ask a genuine question. This may seem a bit like, but let me ask a genuine question. Sade, you said that you don't necessarily like your body, you're just comfortable with it.
Mm.
Yeah. Even as a Christian, if you liked your body, do you think you would show parts of it more?
Ooh, that's a good question. I feel like I would show my figure more. I don't feel like I'll show my body parts more.
Yes,
but
yes,
I definitely
but
feel
show
like
your figure.
What if you weren't a Christian?
If she liked her body shape more.
Oh, okay.
If she liked it more, I still think
it's not even the whole modesty, this, that, because like I said, I still might wear things that might be exposing to cleavage or whatever, because I feel comfortable in that.
Yeah.
But I don't think I would like no, I think I would still kind of show my body in moderation, but I would definitely focus on my figure more. Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, yeah. That's interesting because I always, you know, there's some people, some women that I know who are Christians, and I have no problem like showing certain things. And it's the same, you know, it was that topic that the preachers were talking about the other day about the Clubhouse,
modesty,
you know,
about why is it only aimed at women?
Why is it only aimed at women? Because I've never really, so I know I'm very small, I'm a small girl. I have like a tiny little booty. That's it. Little booty. It fits my size, my booty. That's just what I'm saying. Just what it is. Small little booty. But so there's certain things that I know that if I wear, and it's the same thing with all, like you wear certain things that you know are going to show certain body
bring
parts.
Bring it
more,
out, yeah.
Or, you know, bring it out more or enhance it more, etc. And I can say I've done that before. Even when I go to church sometimes, I've been like, let me wear these jeans. Whatever. When I was younger,
because you know.
And I was a lot younger, but I've always, you know, I've always been intrigued by, especially women who are Christian, or even, you know, because let's be honest, I'm not saying this counts for all, but Muslims don't seem to have less of a harder time with just the modesty thing. Now, again, there's a lot more that we can go deep into that.
It really,
because of the whole man-woman thing, yes, the whole gender thing, how, like, you know, that faith is. So we get deeper into that. But in general, that discipline is, it seems like it's more there. It's more obvious. Why is it that as women of faith, we decide, well, do you know what? Because I'm not going to lie to you guys. Me as a Christian, yeah, I don't show out all parts of my body. I don't get on Instagram naked. I don't do that. Mm. But I'm very confident in showing skin. I will do that. I don't have a problem with it. As long as I feel like I'm doing it in taste. I'm not doing it in a way that looks distasteful, or I feel like it's going to make, I don't know. I feel like sometimes, there can be certain things I'm like, okay. Then come back, done that for a bit of attention. I can't do that now because I got a man. But you know.
And that's fine. Like, I think it's fine to want a bit of attention.
Jen, I'd be really interested to hear your opinion. I mean, just to hear your opinion about body expression as a woman and faith and what the connection is between the two, because so I feel like you're a bit more liberal when it comes to that, but it would be good to just hear what you actually think.
Definitely.
I mean, I'll say for me personally, I mean, I've always had the bum, and I've known but do you know what's
do you know what's funny
there was a point. But do you know what? There was a point in time, especially when I was younger, where I didn't like that kind of attention just because it was pointed out so much. So to the point where, you know, I'd wear jeans, but I'll try and cover it up with a jacket, or I'll tie like a hoodie around my waist. And that was just for a short period of time. And it wasn't necessarily because I was, you know, I'm a Christian or anything like that. You know, I've always, you know, like you said, I'm quite liberal. And, you know, I've always thought, you know, if you want to show your body, that's your choice. Whether it's in my taste or not, that is not my issue. Like, it's just, I don't like to, what's that saying? I don't like to take Panadol for somebody's headache. I don't like it. But,
you know, paracetamol for someone else's headache.
Exactly. But for me personally, I definitely have been intentional with how I showcase my body. So even like with the campaign I did, the only reason why I did that is because of the message behind it. I wouldn't have done that otherwise. But then I've also posted pictures on Instagram in a bikini. But again, it's done in taste. It's me showing like, oh, I'm enjoying myself. I'm hanging with the girls. Like, it's nothing. That's all it is. But I think other women who showcase their body, like, I know there's been several challenges out there, and you know, everyone's entitled to their own opinion. I just
silhouette challenge.
I just don't like to judge people. I think a lot of the comments I've seen and heard, some of them can be quite judgmental. I think there is definitely a fine line between, okay, this is, I wouldn't do that, or you telling other women like what they should be doing with their bodies. But that's just in my opinion.
Yeah, we'll definitely get into that in the second half. But we want to do the she's all that now, so we'll get into that.
So guys, let's go into our She's All That. For those who don't know what She's All That is, it's basically where we acknowledge a woman who is doing great things, and that could be on a small scale or a larger scale, and we basically just shout out all her achievements, and yeah, we just give her a platform to basically be celebrated. So on...
Yeah.
Yes, this is definitely our favorite part.
She's
and
yes,
for those, yeah, we do. Maybe Bianca, since you got the vocals.
I don't know about that one.
But anyways, but let me get into my.
And FYI, this is my favorite part of the episode.
So I actually have two. And the first one,
we need a song or something to jazz
Grace
it up.
Victory. The reason why I've chosen her
Bianca recorded a little something,
know,
something.
Grace Victory, she's again someone who's very vocal about body positivity. Okay. She's just released a book called How to Calm It by Murky Books. And you know, she's been doing amazing things. However, during Christmas time, you know, she's given birth to her baby boy and then she contracted COVID and she's been in a coma since then. So a lot of people have been rallying around
I'm literally on her Instagram right now.
Yeah, like you'll see all the great stuff that she's done. And, you know, people have been rallying around her, sending her prayers and well wishes. And, you know, I just want to say that I am also praying for her to, you know, wake up and, you know, be reunited with her baby boy. So she's someone that I, wanted to shout out. So it's been really, it's been a really sad time and
that's so unfortunate.
And then the other person I wanted to shout out is actually her sister, Charlie Victory. I don't know if I'm saying her name right. But again, she's also into lifestyle and body positivity. But the main reason why I wanted to highlight her is because she actually has multiple sclerosis, which she's also very vocal about. Multiple sclerosis is a condition that affects the brain and the spinal cord and can cause a wide range of symptoms. It depends, like it might affect your arms, your legs, your movement. And it really resonated with me because she's quite young and my brother actually has MS as well. It's really inspiring to see other young people with, you know, conditions and in them just being able to live out their lives as much as they can. So I always show my brother people who are young who have the same condition just to inspire him.
Oh wow, well shout out to both of them. And please guys, like if you are someone who's of faith and believes in God, please pray for Grace, because that's such an unfortunate situation. And also for her partner, I'm looking at her partner, and also
I'm on
his and for the little boy, the little boy, imagine just being born and not being able to actually have your mum with you in that moment. So that's just really sad, but we commend her for all the work she has done as well, and by God's grace the work she will continue to do as well, because that's crazy. So I was just like looking I wasn't expecting that. That's a lot. Shout out to both of them and the sister as well for all the work she's doing in that, in like sharing her health journey and stuff like that. As we continue to talk about, I want to flip the script a little bit, and we dabbled on it towards the end of the first half. Let's now talk about the movement of body positivity today, what it has become, and we're mainly talking about social media.
Challenges.
Yes, and well, we're gonna get into that because it's a lot. But I don't know guys, because I, you know, as I said before in the first half, the body positivity movement actually was developed in the 60s, and I want to do more research on that. I wish I had more time before the episode.
I think I'm gonna look into that as well, because I'm gonna look into that.
And and again, by black women it was, and again for many, for quote unquote plus size women, because it wasn't a thing for them to be incorporated or included in anything that people were producing creatively. So what are your views on, do you think that social media has, because what I was reading one of the articles, it was saying that again it came up in the 60s, and then also social media kind of reignited the body positivity movement, if that makes sense. So like do you feel as though it has helped, like the social media has helped with the movement? do you feel like it's been tarnished? What you know, because I think both can coexist simultaneously, if that makes sense. But what do you think is the core? What do you think is more? Do you think it's more so that it's been tarnished more than it's helped, or that it's helped more than it's been tarnished? Like, what are your opinions? Jen, I want to hear from you specifically, what's your opinion on that?
I mean, my opinion is that it's definitely helped. I think it's helped in a way where it's highlighted, you know, different types of body positivity. And, you know, with social media, you know, you're able to resonate more with other people. I think back in the day where there was no social media, you know, a lot of people would, you know, tend to kind of think, oh, this only happens to me. I'm the only person with this type of body type. Yeah. But now, because they feel less isolated, we've got social media, different body types are showcased. I think it's definitely helped a lot for a lot of, you know, young women's confidence.
It's helped to build a community.
It's helped for 100%. Me as well.
And you see other people that can.
But I think that's social media general. A lot of communities exist on social media. And I think what's important about that as well is that it has allowed people to feel. It's given people. One thing about social media is given the minority, the outsiders, a platform. If that means, and I say outsiders, people who are not included in, again, things that you see on TV, things that you see in film or in media specifically, like it's given these people a platform, the people that do feel like they are the outsiders or have felt as though you know, been pushed out a lot of times. It's given them a platform to say, well, here I am. And right now it is the most powerful platform, social media, to be able to you see certain things.
People have their whole career.
I was gonna say, and like you see people start a certain way on social media and then they get endorsements, and they just because of things that they are just producing on their own personal Instagram page or Twitter page, in the comfort of their own homes. So but what about you, Charlotte? Do you think that it's helped more, or do you think that it's been more, it's become a bit dangerous in how
I'm kind of both. I'm on the line of both. I feel like it's definitely helped. So, you know, when you see, you know, women that are plus size coming out and being so confident and encouraging other women who are plus size not to feel insecure, and vice versa too, women that are, you know, slim and skinnier and tinier, you know, it's helped to kind of build that community. So I definitely think it's helped in some aspect. However, I do feel like it's getting silly now. I feel like it's being taken a bit too far. Not in terms of body positivity, because I don't think body positivity in itself is something that can be taken too far, but I think the expression of it can.
The way it's expressed.
I don't agree with women being naked on the internet. That's just my thing. I just don't think it's something that a lady who values her body should do. I feel like there's certain things that are sacred and certain things that only need to
when
be
you
shown
say
to
like
certain people.
Being naked, obviously not like fully naked, right? Because
no,
then that's,
I mean
that's
fully naked.
Fully naked on
but what, so then okay, because we're talking about fully naked here, but what's your limits? Like, is it, because sometimes limits are not fully naked. Sometimes it's, okay, you are wearing clothes, but you're not wearing enough clothes. You know, for some people, it may not be enough.
The thing is, it's all about context. So let's say I'm on a beach and I post a picture of me in my bikini. That's in the context of me being on a beach. I'm not going to wear tracksuit on the beach. But I'm referring specifically to challenges. For example, we've all seen the silhouette challenge, right? And we've seen how provocative that is. And, you know, I know that there are so many different opinions flying around about it, but I can't imagine myself waking up and being like, yeah, I'm going to do this. I'm going to literally record myself naked, put a filter on it, and then post it on the internet for people to see. I feel like that's the kind of thing that I'd want to reserve for my partner or my husband, because I don't want strangers to see my naked body. They don't have, like, do you know what I mean? I know that there's so many contradictory opinions about it, because some people are like, you should stop policing women's bodies, and there was the whole Mike Todd getting loads of you know, people attacking him or whatever, because he called it out and was saying, you know, these days men don't even see.
I mean, what did people
anymore.
Expect a pastor to say, to be honest?
That's one of the stupidest things I've seen on the internet in a long time. I'm not gonna lie.
And I'm so glad he didn't respond, because I really thought he would respond. Glad he didn't, because you are a pastor, you are literally there to preach the gospel. You're not going to tolerate it. But I think people were triggered by the fact that he was saying it. And my thing is that if you're so confident enough to do it, why are you so triggered when someone's saying it's wrong? If you feel like it's fine, because you clearly did it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you feel like it's fine, why do you care what people say?
Yeah.
That's my thing. So I feel like there is an element of...
I think that... unless what you're doing is like harming or hurting other people, like for example movements and causes, people, a lot of people that are involved in movements and causes, yeah, don't like anything that opposes their movement or opinion. And I say that in a way that, like, for example, a movement like Black Lives Matter, now that, because the movement is based on racism, it's based on you causing harm psychologically, physically, mentally, financially to other people. That's a total different thing, okay? But if I'm having an opinion about something that is very fickle, about you showing your body on Instagram, I don't think that someone like Matt Todd needed to be attacked. I think that movements and causes these days, again, like I said, unless it's a movement or cause that's coming against people and harming them in any way, are too sensitive. They're too sensitive.
Yeah.
Like, you are going to have opinions. You're going to have people that don't agree with you. That's just life. It's this world.
Of course.
And I think, yeah, go on.
Yeah, sorry. I was just going to say, I understand, like, there's people are going to have their opinions and they're entitled to do so. But I also, on the flip side, I mean, I don't agree with it, but I think because Mike Todd has such a huge platform, I think whatever he says, they get offended, as in the women who feel attacked get offended, because he's got such a huge platform. Like, he's just, just something, it's not like a miniature thing. A lot of people are going to perhaps have the same view and might turn that into an attack towards them. So I understand, like, why they might feel offended or feel like, oh, why does he have to say that? Or, you know, that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day,
everyone could have said it. Because
he's been, you know what it is, he's been, let's be honest, for the past 2-3 years, he's been the young people's pastor. And even the non-Christians, just what I'm saying, even the people that don't go to church, the people that don't really, their faith is not really, you know what I mean, like, they don't consider themselves as Christians. So for him to come out and say something like that, like, oh my gosh, you're now attacking the way I live? Oh, you have an opinion about my lifestyle? Just what I'm saying. But anything other than that, it's a problem. But, like, I'm going to be honest here, because I personally feel like there are some people who are fully for the body positivity movement. And I think that those who are for the movement of normalizing all body types, all body shapes, you know, whatever the size, whatever the height, whatever the, all of that kind of stuff, whatever the shape, for me, kudos to you that you're working hard to do that. You're working hard to normalize what people see, that when people scroll on Instagram, when people scroll on social media, and they even get on TV, they're not seeing the same things all the time. They're saying, oh, they're still, in a way, you know, men or women, if they want to be sexualized, it's not just a certain type of body shape or body type that's being sexualized. It's all body types or
they can see themselves
exactly that can be sexualized. That's absolutely fine. But there are some people who are not for the body positivity movement. You just want to show out your ass on Instagram. That's just it.
Like, but then what's wrong with that?
But what is wrong with that? My problem is, my problem is, don't mask it as though it's for body positivity.
Okay, so you want them to own that then?
Own it. That's my point. Own it. And I feel like a lot of people are hiding behind, oh, it's body, I'm trying to own my body, I'm trying to fall in love with my body. No, you just want to shake your ass. And
but maybe because they know that's the hate. Because they know the hate that they'll get and the criticism.
I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it.
I would too.
Why use a movement that actually means something to people? People have struggled with this. Just what I'm saying.
But the thing
is, it's a real thing to people. That's just my thing. Is own your issue. You can do something, do it with your chest.
Yeah,
that's
but it. Can you not, like, want to do both? Like, okay, you want to express yourself for other people to see, but then also it's body positivity. Can't it be both? Like, why are we putting it into a box? And can I just say one thing? And this is something I've just not understood throughout this whole thing. Yeah. So maybe you guys might shed some light. This whole silhouette, bust it down or bust it up challenge. All these challenges, how is this any different from, you know, all these rappers and their lyrics about, you know,
it's not different, but hold on, can I just say, I feel like people are just more willing to accept it. Like, you hear it in the club when we used to, you know, go out clubbing and all that kind of stuff, and it was fine. But then when you see women doing that, it's like a huge thing. Like, why?
That is my problem. See, I actually agree with you, because me, I don't listen to that kind of music on a that's just not me. I don't listen to rap, I don't listen to whatever.
Fair enough.
That's just not me, yeah. So, which is why I had a problem with people coming from Mike Todd, because you are saying that you have a problem with what he's saying, that he's policing people, right? But, and you know, he shouldn't be policing women's body. But you shake your ass to rap music that talks so, that makes so many derogatory comments about women in every
song.
Can
I just say that Mike Todd references rap, those type of rap, rap songs?
Do you know what? No,
as
no,
well.
No, but
can I just say that?
But you know, okay, but he does. But I say, I think he does it in class and does it in jest. He does it.
What,
as
he bleeps out just, the.
When you say, kind of, oh, as in know, references.
He references certain
which
songs.
I haven't heard him reference a rap song that's about women's bodies.
He'll reference it and he'll switch it up, just what I'm saying. But he's not going to use those words. He's not going to use the same things that they are saying, just what I'm saying. He might use it to be able to relate. But at the end of the day, my thing is, you can't be mad at Mike Todd, a pastor, for pastoring. But then the same very things that you're shaking your ass to is the music that is talking down on women. To me, that doesn't make sense. You're talking about body positivity and women and this, that, and women have rights. But the guy is talking about, the song you're shaking her ass to is talking about how a woman is this and she's that and da 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 da. And you're okay with that?
I get it, because you said you don't listen to that type of music. But for those that do, I feel like, come on, just have a look in the mirror and just really think about this.
I don't know. I think that.
It's,
yeah, go on, Charlotte.
For me, it's more of. Do you know what? If I wasn't a Christian, I wouldn't be thinking like this. And I know myself. So it's definitely heavily impacted by my faith. And yes, I'm not the most perfect Christian, but there are just certain things that I feel should not be out there. So for example, like when I watched, Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion and her, she had a video with Cardi B actually.
The WAP video.
You know that
video,
song that they brought?
The WAP one.
Yes. Oh my days. When I looked at the video, I just thought, I can't believe people actually enjoy and like dance to this kind of music and sing this kind of music. Like, it's crazy to me.
Yeah.
And like, not to say, oh, I don't listen to some rap music or whatever, but that was just soft porn. And I felt so uncomfortable in that. And the fact that that's normalized now is still so crazy to me, and it's only going to get worse. So that's why things like Silhouette Challenge and Bust It Challenge, I've never ever been fond of just because I feel like, you know, as women, as humans, I feel like there are certain parts of our body that should be kept private. Like, our bodies are such personal parts of us, and it's just like, if we're showing everyone everything, what's left to what? Like, what's left? Like, if I've already seen a man naked, then what's left? What else can I? Where's the mystery in him? I feel like it's all been exposed now. Everyone's got access to you. Everyone can see your nakedness. Yeah. So
I don't know.
That's just my stance.
I was gonna say that. Let's not front and act like, because you know, again, this is not about consent, because nothing that women do is permission for men to act a certain way, right?
That's
nothing they do in regards to like harassment, etc., all that kind of stuff, and all those things, right? However, and there's actually, it's not however, what I do want women to accept is that men are physical beings. So there's no way I'm just gonna be a man scrolling on Instagram, seeing a Bust It Challenge, see what a challenge, and not, my tongue is not gonna be hanging out. That's just the reality of it. And I think sometimes women expect men not to be men, in a sense that, okay, hear me again, I'm not saying men to be men as in, again, all the things that have to do with consent. I'm talking about how much they enjoy these things, how much they, because a lot of times, let's be honest, we as women, right, we say, oh, we're doing it for ourselves. Stop lying. There are some people out there that you're doing it for the men, and you're doing it for attention. That's just the reality. Like, just what I'm saying. It's okay. And I think that's my thing. My thing is, own your ish, just what I'm saying. Like, own it.
Yeah.
If there are some people that are out there that are doing it strictly for the movement, because they want to encourage other women like them, that's okay. But I don't like when I feel the unauthenticity. Just what I'm saying.
Okay. I get that part
of body positivity.
That's a very different way to approach it.
I understand that part.
I just think that's one of my main issues. And you know, I think everything is done in moderation. If I personally see that you're someone online who is naked 99% of the time, to me, that's not being body positive. That's just my opinion. Because, like, you, for me, I've seen, for example, that young lady that we had on our podcast, Michelle, what's her name?
Elman.
Right. Body positivity.
Michelle Elman, yeah.
I don't think I've hardly ever seen her with no clothes on. There's things that you could, and everyone is able to execute their message in different ways. So I'm not saying that you have to do it with your clothes on and that you can't do it with your clothes on. If you have a way that you do it, you do it. That's absolutely fine. But I also think balance is important. And I think that you, especially if you're doing it to encourage a certain generation to be positive in themselves, I think that encouraging them to show their bodies 100% of the time, for me, is not the way to go. It's not. That's just my, an opinion. It's just an opinion. Because at the end of the day, Mike told you, isn't wrong. You're showing everything. Who's going to want? I remember I was talking to my boyfriend, and he was saying that, again, all men are not like this, but he was saying how, like, he was talking to this girl one time, and she's attractive, just what I'm saying. She looked good. She had the right attributes physically and etc. Eventually, he's talking, and he's realizing there's not really much up here. Like, there's nothing there, just what I'm saying. There are some men who care about that, but, and you can't sift through it. There's some men that just don't care about that. And if, for me, personally, this is me going, I'm not talking about everyone here. There's a certain type. I've seen a lot of women who show a lot of their bodies and talk about finding a man. Right? Now, for me, I think that's a really bad imbalance. Because if you want someone, if you are trying to put something out there, whatever you want to come to you in the universe, you've got to put out there. If you want a man that's loyal, if you want a man that doesn't care just about your body, if you want a man that all of these things and all the above, you have to put that out there. If you're just putting out your body there, that shows me that's all you care about. That's all you want people to see. Just
do you know though? Yeah. So, Bianca, I agree with you. And I still do. However, I take that with a pinch of salt, because I feel like women shouldn't feel like they are only, that everything they're doing is for the sake of a man.
But what I'm talking about is that group of people, like I said, that constantly are focused on finding a man. It's not about everyone. It's a specific group of people.
I agree with you because I share that personal opinion. Now, for somebody who has a different view and, you know, says, oh, but I can show off my body however I want, I don't feel like I have any right to tell them how to conduct themselves.
But you have a right to your opinion, though.
Of course, you have a right to your opinion, but also be careful of how you showcase that towards them as well. But I do agree that, you know, in this context of, well, I don't agree, sorry, in the context of the silhouette challenges and all these other challenges coming out, I think people, for me personally, I just see the challenge for what it is. It's a challenge. Okay. That's me personally. My mind doesn't, but hold on. My mind doesn't go to porn. My mind doesn't go. It's like my mind is so carefree. I don't think about that.
But that's you.
For those
Jen,
people
that
do think that's what I'm saying. That's me. That's me. And I feel like some of these women, not all of them, I don't know what all of their intentions are, but some of them, that is purely what their intention is.
Yeah, 100%. Chloe Bailey.
Yeah, she came on live, you know, crying, saying that her intention is just to, she's a carefree, expressive type, expressive type of person. This conversation is going to make me choke. Expressive type of person, you know. I'm not judging, you know, people twerking their asses. Like, I'm not telling them, oh, you can't twerk your ass because this boy is going to see that. Like, no, let people do what they want to do.
I
agree there has to be a balance, but that's only because I also shared that view, and it might be because of my faith, the way I conduct myself and all that kind of stuff.
And let's not get it twisted here. There's no, what I'm saying is not in a judgmental way. It's not, I'm not judging. I'm sharing my opinion. And for me, and I want to round up with this, because I think when it comes to body positivity and it comes to women showing their bodies, and it's quite a sensitive topic, I think people sometimes get policing misconstrued for accountability. If someone is trying to actually correct you in love, or say, do you know what, sis, I don't feel like, you know, I'll share their opinion on how, you know, share something out of love because they genuinely care, or they feel like maybe it's not sending the right message. a lot of people misconstrue that. Sometimes it is policing. Let's not get it twisted. Sometimes there is a lot of policing when it comes to what women should do with their bodies. However, I do feel like a lot of times on the internet, and it's not only actually for the body positivity movement, it's for a lot of other movements and a lot of other things that are done on social media, where it's like someone is just trying to correct you with love and give you advice and give you their opinion, share their opinion out of a very good place, and it's, oh, you're policing me, you're telling me what to do, but I'm just like, no, this is it. I'm actually not telling you what to do with your body. I'm just sharing what I feel. You know, you don't have to go with what I'm saying. I'm not telling you this is what you have to do. I'm not telling you that I'm judging you. I'm not judging you. I'm just sharing from maybe
you're
some
saying
experience
it from a place
from a good
of love.
Place. Yeah, but I think
and
a lot
it's how
of
you say
get,
it.
I think
it?
It's all about it's all about how you say it. Like, for example, so you guys know that someone recently said to my parents that one of the dresses I wore was showing too much cleavage. Now, to me, I didn't think that it was showing too much cleavage, but it's all about how the person delivered the message. I didn't feel like it was coming out of a place of love or sincerity. It was more, oh, let me go snitch, let me go and get some brownie points, that thing. So I really do think I agree with you in that aspect, that it is really all about delivery and how you actually approach this thing. If you genuinely, like, if someone... The thing is, I'm just thinking, if I saw maybe like someone younger than me who I see as maybe a mentee type person, I would express my opinion to them.
Or
I would
a friend,
tell them, this is how I feel. Or a friend, But you know, even with a friend, I possibly would, depend on how close I am, because at the end of the day, we are grown, so I wouldn't.
But even with social media, because if social media has given you the space to, you're allowed to do all of these things and share your opinions and share how you feel about yourself, you have to also give people the room to share their opinions. At the end of the day, sometimes it can be hard to digest, like, when people say certain things that, you know, you don't like. It's hard in general, whether on social media
people
or not.
People don't like being corrected.
And it's not necessarily corrected, but people don't
media.
Like.
But it's like,
you know,
but
I don't think it's corrected.
Even,
I don't think
that's
it's
what I was
corrected.
Gonna say.
I think
the
it's
word
corrected. More so. I think
maybe
for me,
corrected is the wrong word.
Yeah, I think for me, it's more so people have a hard time dealing with opinions that are not the same as it. They don't look like theirs, perspectives that don't look like theirs. And I think the struggle of being open-minded and saying, do you know what, I don't agree with you, but cool, let's talk about it. What do you have to say? What's your perspective? Let me know.
And if you don't agree, I think both parties should respect each other to kind of let them do their own thing. You said your piece, this person said their piece, and that's it.
Because the thing is, I know people round about, like, I have friends or acquaintances that done the City Wit Challenge, that did the Bus It Challenge, and etc. And I respect what they choose to do with their bodies. I don't judge them. I just know they know my opinions very well and it doesn't make me any less. It doesn't make me respect them any less, because at the end of the day, sometimes people feel like, and this is to do with men as well, well, you know, some men say, well, if you're not showing that you respect yourself, why should I respect you? No, that's not it. That's one thing I do not agree with,
and that's the thing
I don't agree with. We're not doing that. I will respect you anyhow. But
regardless,
for me, again, regardless. However, they will know my opinions, and we respect each other's opinions. I respect the way you choose to live your life, and vice versa. You just know how I feel about this. Just what I'm saying. And I'm not going to shy away from how I'm telling you how I feel about something just because I'm scared you're not going to agree. That's just it. And I think that that's where we have to get more comfortable, especially when we're talking about, even because as women, with this body positivity thing, I think it's become less of a men versus women thing, which it kind of started out as, and it's become sometimes a woman versus woman thing now, because women are looking down on other women and sharing and saying, no, you shouldn't do that, and and so they're feeling like, well, you know, who are you to tell me as another woman what I should do with my body? And again, like, everything that we've seen in this episode is out of love. It's opinions. It's just what we choose not to do.
It's absolutely opinions. And I was even going to say, like, just to round up, what would be the kind of final thing that you guys would say? I mean, I'm happy to kind of start.
Yeah, go ahead, Shade.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a lot. I think that, you know, it's a great thing to love your body, and I wish that upon every single lady that you love your body
is the priority.
You truly love it, and you know, I've been transparent and said that I'm still on that journey to really loving my body, because I don't, but I feel like it's really, really important to you know it is. And then I feel like once you get to that place of loving your body, being comfortable, then make the decisions to do what you want to do with your body. You know, we're grown. You know, we all have a minds of our own. And I'm an mm-hmm. advocate for, you know, do what you please with your body. There's certain 100%. Things that I wouldn't do, like I've expressed. And there's certain things I would not want my daughter or my sister to be doing just mm-hmm. because of my principles and my values 100%. And my faith.
Yeah.
But I do feel like women should have the right to do what they want with their bodies.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the most important message for me is get to the place where you really just love your body and love who you are.
Yeah, 100%. What about you, Jen?
Yeah. I just kind of have to echo that. I won't talk too much, but it's just about loving your body, being confident. You might not love your body all the time, and that's fine. But try and work towards being confident and accepting your body as well.
Yeah,
100%. As it is. And, you know, as for, you know, how you choose to express yourself, that is totally up to you. Like Shade said, she has her own, you know, views of what mm-hmm. she would or wouldn't do. Same with me here. There's certain things mm-hmm. I wouldn't do, and that's mm-hmm. okay. I think, you know, everyone should be given the freedom, but again, there should also be a balance, and also be aware of
100%.
Be aware of how that could be perceived. But you know, again, it's up to you.
100%.
What about you?
I think that the reality,
Miss BB.
the reality is in life is that we sometimes like to act like reputation means nothing, but it really does mean a lot. And so kind of like that kind Ooh, of comes you know, off what comes off what Jen was saying in regards to, you know, it's not about caring what people think before you make your moves. That's not it. But if, for example, you have certain plans for your life, you know that doing certain things or going a certain route or promote certain things is going to tarnish that or stifle that in any way. You just have to be more intentional. Do you know what I mean? Like, for example, if you're a professional, I don't know, and you have your colleagues on your social media and there's certain things you do, that you never know how that could affect. So sometimes you just have to be wise in what you do.
Be logical as well. Sometimes.
Be logical and think forward. Again, like, for me, I'm someone who, I don't have a problem showing parts of my body, as in, like, if one day I'm going to show my legs, I'm going to show my legs. If one day I'm going to show a bit of my stomach, I'm going to show a bit of my stomach. Do you know what I mean? And that's just the way I prefer to do it, is I prefer to do little things in my opinion, in taste. It may not be in everyone's opinion, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But I think that it's just, again, important to love yourself no matter what. For me, I think the most important thing is not becoming so attached to the idea of loving yourself just when you're naked. Like, love yourself when you're fully dressed too, when you're dressed in, you know what I mean? Like, I think sometimes we think we have to get naked and we have to and feel like, of course that's your bare body, but at the end of the day, we're wearing clothes every day. I want to love myself when I'm looking in an outfit, where I'm in a tracksuit, or when I'm in a lovely dress. Do you know what I mean? So I think it's about loving yourself in all aspects. Exactly. And having that balance, you know? And just being careful what you put out there. If you know that your following is like a type of group of people, like, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not gonna lie to you guys, you know, I worry about the younger generation because of what they see.
I do, just about how much they're consuming certain things.
It's about balance,
and how soon they're consuming this, because they're seeing these challenges. You know, ladies as young as 13, 12 are actually seeing and consuming this, and they might think it's okay because everyone is doing it, but they don't know that it could come back.
Everything
to haunt
is accessible
them.
Right now.
Exactly. So I think it's balance, and like, just learn to love yourself no matter what. Again, if you feel like you are being policed in any way, set the standards for yourself. Don't let anyone tell you what you have to do with your body.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, you are your own person, and it's
you are who you are.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You have autonomy over your
but
own
no
body.
No one is above. No one is above. Not even correction, but no one is above learning.
Oh, well, that's it. That's
my thing. Like, no one is above that. Like, let's also not be too prideful, because I feel like in this generation, we also don't want to listen to other opinions. You don't have to agree, but we're not even open to hearing it. We just want to attack.
100%.
But yeah, no one is above.
Yeah.
I
think that's what I'd say. Yeah. Just love yourself, no matter how you look, no matter what you're wearing. Learn to love yourself. And you know what? If you love yourself, sometimes, if I love myself, some people choose not to showcase that they love themselves. It's just something that they choose to do. Some people feel like, I want to tell the world that I love myself. So whichever way you choose to do it, that's your way to do it. You don't have to do it like your sister or your cousin or your auntie. Do it the way you choose to do it and be confident in that. And that's it. And I'll say what I said at the beginning of the episode, rounding up, like, body positivity for me is not about being confident every single day, because that's very unlikely.
No.
It's just about being going out into the world being comfortable in your own skin, and not allowing how you feel to stop you from going after what you want and caring too much about what others think about you. And that's it, ladies. So I know this is a lot to dissect. It's a lot episode.
That was a lot. Too this was a great one. Let us know your thoughts. Yes. Let us know, you know, your thoughts on the topic.
Yes.
If you're loving your body, you know, how you got to that stage, we'd love to hear your thoughts. We'd love to hear from you guys.
So
as I always say, thank you for listening. Yeah. And please, do you know what? Send us a screenshot of you listening to the episode. Tag us. Leave us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. Mm-hmm. Follow us and all of that.
Yeah.
Oh, and subscribe to our YouTube channel as well.
Of course.
Thank you so much for listening, guys. And we will be back next week for a visual episode. We'll be back for next week. So you get to see us next week.
Get to see our faces again.
So yeah, have a lovely week, guys. Don't get, you know, cover up in that snow because Chad is cold. Okay, and we will see you.
Stay home, guys. Stay safe.
Yes, and wear a mask. All right, bye.
Bye.